was young and in my prime, the age being 21, I acted as a servant to a noble gentleman. I served him true and honestly, and 'tis well it's known. But cruelly he banished me from Erin's lovely home. The reason for my banishment I mean to let you know. It's true I loved his daughter, and she loved me also. She had a very large fortune of riches I had known, and that's the reason I must go from Erin's lovely home. It was in her father's garden, or in the month of June, viewing these fine roses all in their youthful bloom, she said, "My dearest, will thee if along with me you roam? We'll bid farewell to all our friends in Erin's lovely home." We landed into Belfast town by the break of day. My true love, she got ready our passage for to pay. £5,000 she counted down, saying, "This will be your own, for we never can return again to Erin's love." Our sad misfortune, I mean to let you hear. It was in a few hours after her father did appear. He brought me back to Oma Jail in the county of Tyrone. There I was tried and banished from Erin's lovely home. As I laid under sentence before I went away, my true love, she stepped up to me, and this to me did say, "Cheer up, my dearest, will thee, it's you I'll ne'er disown, until you return again to Erin's lovely home. The parting with my own true love grieves my heart full sore, but the parting with my native home grieves me 10 times more. There are 7 links upon my chain, and every link a year. It's then I can return again to the arms of my dear."